space for the care indication or whatever. I think we need to differentiate between trade secrets and what is the state security secret. That to me would fall into another category. I'm not a lawyer, but I'm pretty sure that there are different ways to restrict information related to trade, and that would be a responsibility of the company to do so. So the responsibility of the government to do so would be the question. I think we also need to realize that there's ways to protect information that does not involve the government having to step in to protect the information or for it to become an issue of national security. Not all information that needs to be protected needs to be protected through a system of classification such as this and administered by the state security service.
Thank you.
India no has, India no se puede tomar en su lugar. Para que tanto, porque es India o el que tiene ya un mensaje de que se fuera a hacer de aquí. Ah, allá son las que la moda, la pregunta. Now, having the issue of this part, I want to say now, if I want that country to trust, because we don't know who knows that country, so we're going to tell us that you have that staff. They will be fast at that moment. If it says they give us the state of the rest of the company, I don't even know what it is. If
how this could be made automatic de-classification for all institutions that have not given the archive NOMA, and the backlog that we have of records that have not been declassified, are not affected in CRAMO. We have a research project with the STAR on the ministry. And the ministry came back to us on every car saying, instead of making decision-made data of giving information, test of protection of promotion of access information act, they'll come back to us in 3 months, say for example, 4 months, 6 months, sometimes. And the major problem there was around declassifying the code. Had this process been supplemented, automatically every year that records are declassified, you won't have the kind of backlog that then is to delay in terms of access to information. So with the promotion of access to information having given us that kind of guidance, I suppose lessons that we already have, we say maybe we should learn from that and do what would be beneficial in terms of access to information.
Thank you. old man doesn't like to tell me this, but you must be next time. So those of you who have one team, if you can move outside and be back within 1 minute, because at 2:43, you're going to start the guest call. Be sure that you have no interest in cuts. After that, you will only be in the presentation. But you've got 1 minute on the board member today. Please.
There is a face. Yeah. Right, we're probably don't need it.
Yeah, conjunction with the Minister of State and Leaders to be responsible and accountable to the Companies Act, can reach an agreement about the application and then grant an exemption. Because in our view, and respectful opinion, what they have is promotion information that should be protected with trade secrets, etc. has been sufficiently protected by common law, by the legislation on intellectual property, or in respect of promotion of access to information act. And we would urge the committee to just think the situation through regarding state opening devices and information environment. I think on delegation we're singing a bit of a different tune than some of the others presented today. Half of it is probably singing the same tune to say, should it be specified, what should be the qualifications of these people that get to delegate to the college? But on the other side, if you take an estimate, I think even if you take some of the government departments or organizations like the Fed, I mean, if you're limited to a couple of people at the top, just around the chief executive officer or the director general, it is going to be quite difficult to implement this legislation and get the classifications done. And I think, even in terms of the present act, depending on your clearance, etc., you are allowed to, in terms of the guidelines, do the delegation. We also read that the chief executive will have to identify each and every person they want to delegate to, and cannot allow further delegation. For instance, in Esther's case, Mr. Dahmer could not say, delegate to Dr. Leder and say, I give you the power to further delegate. I think the way the legislation is drafted, it's a one sort of delegation that's announced, and perhaps it's right. It just means you need to more carefully identify the people. Then the other interesting thing is, although the chief executive may delegate the power to classify, he cannot delegate the power to declassify. And I think that's the shortcoming that should be allowed in terms of the legislation. If one looks at section 13, access to classified information, it may cause problems, and we say this with reference to ESCA in our commercial relationship, that if, in terms of all the guidelines that still have to be published, all the regulations that still have to be made, in terms of the bulk, if we have to classify certain of our commercial information and transactions as confidential, secret, or top secret, it would mean that our counterparts in the private sector, to see those documents or to receive these contracts, will have to also have a classification. So we need to look at this very carefully, and that probably links back to the first point that we made on behalf of ESCA. We just need to look at it very carefully. And even if you look at the present clearance and vetting requirements under MIT and the legislation, it becomes quite difficult for non-South African citizens to obtain and achieve clearance. Certain exemption steps can be taken, but it becomes quite difficult. ESCA is the aid assist with three foreign board members. We have employees that are foreign citizens. And obviously, we're going to have a lot of service providers that are not South African. And we need to, I think, that just needs to be sort of addressed in relation to what activities of ESCA and ESCA is. Should there be a decision to narrow the net rather than broaden the net? If we do say there's a need for this legislation, if we do think in certain interactions with government, the government department, there may be a requirement that we may have to classify information that we sent out, because what came in was classified, and the answer that we should be classified. So wasn't being the first night right. I think alternatively, when I was talking to the first night, I said alternatively, there should be a limited application to us. Firstly, there's interaction with government via the department, etc., where they have to, send certain documents to us, follow classification procedure, and we will have to then comply with it. Or alternatively, that you don't immediately exempt us, that you create a similar mechanism that's created in the Company Act for state-owned companies, which should be state-owned enterprises, to make sure that, taking into account other information legislation, the right exemption could be created by the two ministries interacting with each other on request from a specific state-owned enterprise, and then that would become a blanket exemption.
Thank you.
connection to our people who are living in function, that means what they are present to God. Which I do want them to do. Because then that information would never be. Nobody would be able to get access to that kind of information, which you have to conceive is in your public interest.
Oh, God. that, that training.
Oh, who was that training in the United States?
Yes.
I actually must admit that that is not stipulated in the document. However, I'm quite happy to research on that and provide relevant information too.
Please. Otherwise,
I will. Yes, I'm happy to. Correct. Thank you. Thank you.
different that some or many journals were in fact the notorious information that has been referred to during today's hearing. And like Dale, in effect, there's remedies there that can deal with that kind of thing. Information paper found as course. I haven't seen any evidence. I've not seen any evidence of corrective measures taken by the media itself, media houses, organizations like yourself, and so on. The light thereof was too easy, given the serious threat that that particular situation posed. Yeah.
happen.